All right, and I got a 4. So 1, 2, that is a behind the back pass.
Okay.
So I just passed it behind the back. Now
and,
you go.
And now my defense is set, and we're going to counter with... Oh, I just blocked you.
Last time on Poochie.
I'm big. It's the pitchers that got small. Sunset Boulevard.
Poochie balls.
I'll prove it, actually.
Oof. That Poochie balls.
See? Drops don't lie.
I'm dribbling towards the hoop, and yeah, I just sort of spun. Apparently a rebound took place.
Turnover.
All right, I got the ball.
We gotta slow down the pace of this game.
Yeah, we gotta slow down the pace.
Poochie. The one-on-one basketball on the radio is like listening to people making waffles.
Listen to this.
I haven't been drafted into the military.
Hey, it's an alley-oop. You scored. Good job, hero.
Curtis Blow's favorite play.
I'm sorry, but I win.
What?
See ya.
How does that work?
I pulled a ham, Bucci.
I've already beat you in my mind, Bucci. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm not sure if the dice rolling is really coming across.
You fell aside.
Ready to play some D&D. I heard we're playing Dungeons & Dragons.
No, we're not.
Oh, well, I brought my character sheet and my dice.
It's a free throw.
Yeah.
You got a 1. What's 1?
Rudy Gobert gave him COVID, I think. If there's a wide open guy, and you run up on him to close it out.
Okay, so I did that.
Yeah, what's verticality defense?
Oh, I have gout.
They didn't win a lot of games, but they had heart.
This is Spud Webb.
Spud Webb?
Please be true.
And you know I'm a huge lover of playing basketball.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
It was a tough series.
What are you going to do, you know?
I don't know. Just stare into the darkness, I guess. All right. Gotta shut this door. Keep all the people who are trying to get in and do Bucci out. This seat is too short, also. Oh, I'm all tied up here. Hey!
Smooth.
Another smooth entry into Bucci. Hey. All right. Hey, everybody. It's your friend for 1 hour, Bucci. I'm afraid I can only have time in my schedule. I have my schedule right here. And I only have time in my schedule to be your friend for 1 hour. Just 1 hour a week. And it can be this hour, 6 to 7 p.m., or it can be an hour of your choosing. So hit me up on Instagram, Bucci Nights. And let me know what hour you'd like me to be your friend, and I will. But only on Instagram. Instagram. Man, what's going on with this? I have no reverb. Boom. Let's crack a can. Ah, cucumber water. Nothing says summer. Or screams summer, like cucumber water. I tell you, never put zucchini in your cucumber water.
Bucci adage.
All right, hey, let's get it started. Oh my God. I'm not sure how much I want to be on this week. I'm feeling a little bit like someone kicked me in the side of the head. And but maybe that's going to be a good show. Who knows? It's also been a kind of a sad week, big week for losing some important musicians this week. I don't want to break it to you, but we did, in fact, lose Sly Stone passed away this week, the brilliant Sly Stone, the singer of his band. Loved him and his awesome music, his cultural impact, legacy. Such an important person, influencing all sorts of people. Who did he influence? Prince, D'Angelo, Outkast, Dave Grohl, probably. I didn't see that Sly Stone documentary yet, the one that was directed by Questlove, but I bet Dave Grohl is in it. I bet he's a talking head in that documentary, and he says, like, oh, the clothes that Sly wore inspired me to also wear clothes. He was huge for me. That guy's wearing pants that are 5 years ahead of their time. So, rest in peace, Sly. Here's some cucumber water. Pour it out for him. Not, it's kind of valuable, so I might actually have to suck it back out off the grave. I poured it on his grave, but I might suck it out of the dirt later because cucumbers are expensive. Thanks. Tariffs. And then, of course, another big one. Brian Wilson died, I think, Wednesday. Sly and Brian and
Bucci
are similar, actually. There is a thread that is tied, that ties them together. They were, well, we were, I mean, we were labeled as geniuses early in life. Brian and Sly for their musical innovation, use of the studio as an instrument and whatnot. And me, of course, for my flower arranging and floral art. I gotta turn my baseball hat backwards. Keeps bumping into the mic. Oh, now the show's gonna be good. Yeah, so in my teen years, I was known all over New England, not counting Connecticut, for my knack for creating bouquets that were, like, you know, very innovative, the right combination of color and texture. I used a lot of empty space to create tension and the music of nature. But then as the years went by, I found it difficult to carry that burden of genius. And like Brian, I had my demons, my own demon, my own Murray Wilson, who's Brian's dad, who was like an embittered tyrant, driven by ambition and jealousy. And for me, that person was, of course, Bucci.
Bucci.
That GD Bucci berated me day and night. Not in the afternoon, actually. He took a nap in the afternoon. But I'd be in, you know, like, you know, I'd be in the early stages of building a flower arrangement. And then Bucci would come and yell at me. He'd go, what do you say? You call those flowers arranged? And I'd be like, yeah, I like it like that. And he would go, well, that's terrible. It's all uneven. Well, but I like it like that. It looks like a meadow. Ah! If people wanted to look at a meadow, they'd go camping. And I go, no, but people like the natural look now, Bucci. Times are changing. Ah, don't tell me about times. I know what people like. I'm a genius, too, you know. You know, I used to make an arrangement in 30 minutes. You take 5 hours. Give me those cherry blossoms. Give it to me. Look, see, I'm so sure I'll do it. First, you stick them in here. Then you stick these blue things in there. Jam your bamboo in there. Bam! Now you got a bouquet. There you go, Bucci.
I don't know. It's more uneven than the one I did, I think.
Wrong! It's hip. That's cool, baby.
I don't know. It looks old-fashioned.
Oh, I'm an old-fashioned now. Oh, I guess you want me to leave.
No, don't leave. I don't want you to leave.
Oh, no. Maybe I should leave. Where would you be then? Where would you be, huh?
No, don't leave me. Me.
Stuff like that. And all that criticizing I did to myself took all the joy out of flowers, and I stopped doing it. But that doesn't mean I didn't love it secretly. But anyway, back to Brian. Yeah, Brian Wilson. There was a time in my life that all I wanted to do was learn stuff about the Beach Boys. You know, I don't know if you're like that, when you fell into that Beach Boys wormhole. You know what's strange? The other DJs here at WFMU aren't like that. I don't know how many times I've gone to WFMU parties, try to get people around here to talk about Brian Wilson, and they're just not interested. I said, you know what? This guy is really great. You know, he's really great with the music. And they're like, I don't know. What do you mean? You mean that bass player from the Beach Boys? That band, that old band who wrote Help Me Rhonda, Roller Skating Child? Carney and Wendy's dad? Is that who you're talking about? Doesn't sound too interesting, but me, I was drawn to it.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo-chee.
Thank you. I was drawn to that music. Carl Wilson's tender tenor. Dennis's weary old baritone. Al Jardine. I don't know what he sounded like. I don't think they turned on his mic half the time. Mike Likes infectious nasality, literally. And of course, Brian's falsetto. And in the later years, his heartbreaking raspiness. And together they built this harmony and created Beauty in the World, which is all Brian Wilson wanted to do. Make music with his brothers and cousin and Al Jardine. He just wanted to bring people together, you know, by going, no, that's not right. He just wanted to make that, to bring people together. And in the 60s, that's all it took. You know, we didn't have HBO Max then, so I guess I'll listen to this Beach Boys record. So anyway, what am I talking about? So in this hour, I actually want to try some of that with you. In honor of Brian and Sly Stone, I want to see if we can all harmonize together. We can, you know, usually I keep you guys at a arm's length, or at least, you know, I mean, and when I say arm's length, I mean like four arms taped to each other. And I really rather would, you know, you stay over there, and I'm talking to you, you sitting there in your Dodge, and then me. But this hour, I kind of want us to bring us together. And instead of arguing and bickering on the air, I want to see if we can harmonize together on the air. So I would like you to call, and then maybe I can get a couple of people on the phone, and we can all harmonize together, make some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music. And I swear to God, I swear to God, I got to say this. It better be like a Cabin Essence style harmony. It better not be that like student demonstration time crap. It better be like one of the good harmonies, not the late 70s harmonies, but like the early 70s harmonies. So call up, right? Call up and go ba 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 with
ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba. Blending your voice with the DJ until there's no individual, there's only the sound. The sound. The sound. There's like literally no reverb. How? The reverb's on a coffee break. So anyway, now what I'm going to do is I am going to play a song, one of my favorite Beach Boys songs. And it is off the wonderful Beach Boys Love You album. It's Ding Dang, only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Harmonize with Bucci.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
That was Ding Dong, or Ding Dang, actually, off of the Love You album. I love that song for many reasons. It is, you know why I love it? It's just, it showcases Brian's ability to make infectious music seemingly off the cuff. It feels like you've already known it for years. And also it showcases his mania, because he played that thing on a loop and reworked it a million times, and it would just go on forever and ever. Like that, but on amphetamines. So this hour, we're going to do a little bit of that. We can only pray that we create such a beautiful harmony. I want you to harmonize with Bucci. And it better be good. Caller, you got Bucci. No, you don't. Caller,
hi, Bucci.
Jesus. Hey, who's this?
Sam.
Oh,
Jersey City.
Oh, hey, Sam from Jersey City. How are you doing?
Good. I'd like to make some infectious music, if possible.
All right. What would you like to infect first? Like, who should be infected first? Your patient zero. You get to choose who you infect. Who do you want to infect, or what?
Like what people?
Yeah. Or you can infect. Don't infect Bucci, but like you know, what would you, if you had to infect someone with your beautiful harmony? Who would you want to?
Bucci. Oh, not Bucci.
Yeah, better not be.
Andy Breckman, maybe.
Sure. He would not take well to being infected, I think. All right. So Sam, yeah. Do you want to do some harmony? I'd like to get someone else on the line, 201-209-9368, if you want to harmonize with me and Sam.
Yeah.
So, Sam, are you a singer? Do you like singing?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to try a little harmony while we wait for someone else to call?
Okay.
All right. So you do a tone, and I will harmonize with you.
Okay.
It has to be a lot louder and a lot longer. So I just like, you know, so I got to get a chance to build up to that note, whatever that is.
Okay. So I just go like, something like that?
Yeah. Stop harmonizing. Caller, hold on, Sam. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi, I would like to harmonize with you and Sam.
Okay, great. What's your name?
Juliet.
Juliet, Sam, can you hear Juliet?
Yes.
Okay, Juliet, why don't you take the lead on this one? Because Sam has been hogging the harmonies. He's been right in the middle. So, Juliet, why don't you do a little, start a little top line, and we'll go on along with you.
All right. I don't know. I'm choking up, Bucci. I feel like you got to take the lead, and Sam
right,
and I are just
all right.
Like,
I'll take the lead. I'll take the lead, and then you follow, and then Sam, you're last.
Okay.
Ready? Sam.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were...
No, that's copyright infringement.
I feel like I'm dragging you guys down.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. Thanks, Juliet. Thanks, Sam. We're harmonizing together on the air. 201-209-9368. Let's see if we can get a bunch of people on the radio together harmonizing. And I feel like the greatest thing about Brian is that he could kind of create these musical tones while simultaneously singing about the craziest thing you've ever heard in your life. Or the most mundane, actually, also. You ever sing a song about a roller skating child? Don't do it. That doesn't fly in the 70s. It definitely doesn't fly now. Caller Yagobuchi.
I'm ready for my singing lesson.
Who's this?
Franco.
Okay, Franco. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good.
How are you?
I am fine, too. All right. I'm going to put you on there, and I'm going to bring someone else on, okay?
All right.
Sorry, you don't get any alone time with me this week there.
No.
Okay, caller, you got Bucci as well. Who's this?
Yeah, I'm ready. What's
up? Just turn down the music. Who's this?
This is Dizzy Dan.
Dizzy Dan. Hey, Dizzy Dan.
What's up,
bud? What is your range? What are you? Are you a baritone? You seem like a baritone. I almost cursed.
I'm honestly, I think I was a baritone back in the day. I used to be chorus a little bit, but I'll harmonize with you, Bucci. What's up?
Okay. I don't know. Well, I hope some good sound is up. Franco, what is your tone? What is your range there, Franco?
I don't know.
Tenor.
We'll find out right now.
I'm talking to the other gentleman, Franco, Dizzy Dan.
I can't hear.
That's okay. Franco, what's your range?
I'm a tenor.
You're a tenor. Okay. Franco, why don't you start, and then Dizzy Dan, you go, and then I'll compliment you guys. I want you to drive on this one.
Now we're gonna do a Beach Boy song.
We can, but let's start out with some bop bop bahs. All right, so you start some bop bop bahs, and then Dizzy, you do some bop bop bahs, and then I'll come in.
Sure. All right. Okay. Here I go. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Go ahead there, Dizzy.
Was I going in right?
Yeah, just keep going.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Is this an annoying hour of radio?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
All right.
This one was good. I would have harmonized with you, but
okay. All right, let's do a little tone. Hold on a second. Let's get another person on the air. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Go ahead there, Dizzy.
Caller Yagobuchi.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Yeah, this is Alex.
Hey, Alex. All right, you're going to harmonize with all of us. All right, why don't we... hello? Oh, I think we just lost Alex. He just hung up. All right, folks.
Oh, man.
All right, you ready to go? Do a tone. Nobody... All right, that's it. This is going to be Beach Boys in the mid-80s, I feel. We're going to do the Stamos Beach Boys here. Kind of falling apart here. You know, the thing about, you know, harmony is you have to do it really, really well or everybody hates it. Caller Igabuchi.
Hi, it's Alex. I got cut off.
Oh, hey, sorry. Who's this? Alex?
Yep.
Oh, Alex, do you, what is your, do you like singing? Are you a singer or a sanger?
I like to sing, not sing so much.
Yeah, you're more like CeeLo, right? You're a sanger rather than a singer.
Yeah, it's dirty.
Yeah. All right. And did you, were you a Beach Boys fan, or how familiar you are with the Beach Boys music?
Oh, I love Bryan Adams.
Yeah, me too, right? Do you want to sing a little Bryan Adams, and I'll go along with you?
What's your favorite?
Oh, one of the hits? Let's see.
Yeah.
What is the thing? Oh. Is it anything I'll do it for you. Is that Bryan Adams?
I don't know.
No, it's true.
I thought Bryan Adams was in the Beach Boys.
Everything I do it for you. I think that's Bryan Adams. All right.
Anything
I do it for you.
For you.
Caller Igabuchi. Caller Igabuchi.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
John Areno.
Okay, John Areno. Hey, John Areno. All right, we're going to do a little harmonizing, okay? So I want you to do a tone. Just pick the tone of your choice. First caller, can you hear our first singer?
I can, yeah.
So blend your voice with him and make it very beautiful, please.
Okay.
You're not singing there. Wow, you guys sound great.
Well, thank you.
Bruce.
Caller, nope, no more callers. 201-209-9368, we're harmonizing together, and that is a good idea. I feel like Brian's death has caused me to spiral into a terrible topic accidentally. That's what grief does to you. You know, you can, it sounded like someone was, singing with an electric toothbrush there. And that is possible. We can harmonize with inanimate objects. I have a refrigerator, which I harmonize with, and I recorded it, and I can prove it to you. Caller Igabuchi.
Ba-ba-ba-buche.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Zach Aurelio.
Hey, Zach. What's with the nicknames? Everyone's hanging out on the street warming their hands over a barrel fire with these nicknames.
Yeah, it's nice out, Booch. Come on.
Actually, I am cold. I am like one huge goosebump.
Oh, we'll bring you something. Let me warm you up.
See, the downside of you harmonizing with me is I really don't want us to be in concert together. I kind of prefer us to be at odds a little
dissonance.
Bit. Little dissonance, yeah. More of a...
incongruous.
Yes, incongruous, actually. All right, but we could do it. Do you want to do Amazing Grace? Do you want to sing some Amazing Grace? And I will.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one? You don't know Amazing Grace?
Is that the one where they go, Amazing Grace? You know, sweet sounds and
Yeah,
stuff?
That's the sweet sound. All right.
Nah, I don't know.
You're not familiar. Okay. Hold on a second.
I only know the beginning part. I mean, how's it? I don't have it memorized.
Caller Igabuchi.
I don't memorize
them. All right, just hold on a second there, Zachary. Caller Igabuchi, line two.
Hi, this is Gretchen.
Hey, Gretchen.
There hasn't been any females yet.
We did have Juliet briefly.
Earlier.
Oh, right. Yes. I did, yeah. Sorry.
But you're right to apologize, but it's okay.
Okay.
Juliet, are you a singer? Do you like singing?
I am a singer. I sing with a women's choir.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. So one.
And by training, I'm a music therapist. So.
Okay.
I'm listening and I'm going, well, you know, all right.
We need some therapy. Is that what you heard? Like, oh,
yeah,
these
a
people
little bit.
Need some musical therapy. Sure. I agree. I have never heard such a bunch of Mike Loveses in my life.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
So why don't you start? And how would you? Okay. This is a question. You're a music therapist. How would you advise us to kind of blend our voices in a most efficient way? Because I feel like, again, all this harmony is creating all this anger on my part and dissonance, and everyone's hanging up and screaming in my ear. So what would you think that we should do to kind of make this a little bit more beautiful?
Sure. So I would say the person that's singing that first note.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get that bass line.
Yeah.
And then you want to go up the scale, like do, re, mi, you know?
Do,
so then the next person would sing the mi.
Oh, that is a good idea. Why didn't I write that? That's an excellent idea. The do,
and then
re,
you
I
can
forgot
go
about
two
the
more
do,
steps,
re, mi.
And that's the fifth.
And what, okay, so do you want to go, Zachary, are you still there?
Yes, of course, but where would I go, Bucci?
So, you pick the note.
All right, so Zach, do you want to start? You're a...
Oh.
So you want to start do, like that?
Do. Like
okay.
And then
do you want me to be the third?
Yes, I'm sorry.
And then
Bucci
will be the
go,
fifth.
Bucci,
yes,
is
I'm
that
sorry.
Good enough.
I'm sorry. What was your name again? Caller two. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Gretchen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Gretchen, do you want to be Ray? Have you always wanted to be Ray?
Is that your
favorite one?
I can be whatever you want
do
me to be.
Ray, me, and I'll be me. All right. And then
okay.
Let's see if
you'll
we can
Egon.
Get.
Be Egon. Be Egon.
Okay.
Do. Okay. Go. What? Go ahead. There, Zach.
Do.
Okay, so do, re, mi,
fa, mi.
And then Bucci would be me.
Oh, I
so
thought I was
doing.
So then you
go up a third, and then I'd be
do, re,
fa, so.
Mi. How does that sound? Mi.
No. Okay, do. I'll give you your note then. I'll help you out,
yes,
okay?
Yes, please. Thank you.
So, Zachary, you start.
Do.
Go ahead, Zach. Re, mi, this is where you are, Bucci. Can you sing this note? And then I'll go up here, and we'll all sing together in perfect harmony.
No.
You know what? We need to practice, but I think we could do it.
Yeah. I think we got it, Gretchen.
I think we found ourselves a little bit by accident there, you know.
That's what it's supposed to do, right? We're exploring ourselves through therapy.
No, it's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be very good. We're supposed to be good immediately, actually, Zachary.
Oh.
See, you know what, Bootsy? Everyone's so scared around you. You have such high standards.
Oh, you know what? We got one more. We got another caller on the line. Let's, you guys stay there, and I'll,
okay.
Say, all right. Bam. Bam. Caller, you got Bucci. Call it line three.
Hey, Bucci. It's Mrs. Bucci.
Hey, Mrs. Bucci.
Hi, Mrs. Bucci.
Hi.
Hello, Mrs.
Who am
Bucci.
I on the phone with?
You're on the phone with Gretchen and another person. I didn't catch his name.
Zacharelio.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Zacharelio.
With Zacharelio. Oh, that's exciting for me.
Yeah, it seems like that name comes with a switchblade a little bit. Hey, it's me, Zacharelio.
Yeah, come on.
All right, so Mrs. Bucci, we're doing like the do, re, mi. We're taking Gretchen's idea, and we're doing do, re, mi. So
that's a good idea that Gretchen had, because I feel like people needed a little more direction. So maybe Gretchen should host the show a little bit.
Look,
I don't know about that, but I already have
enough.
I can help with the music part.
All right, so Gretchen,
oh, that's good.
Why don't you lead us? Why don't you be our choral director slash therapist?
Okay, so we'll start again with... Well, first of all, Mrs. Bucci, are you going to be participating?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to sing. I'm not a good
okay.
singer, but I like to sing.
Okay, so do you have a upper range or a lower range, or you don't care?
I think mid-range.
Okay, all right, so I'll have you. So what I'll do is I'll do Zachary will start, and then we'll go up a third, and that will be Bucci.
Oh, a third.
We'll go up another Ooh, third, and that will be...
All right.
Mrs. Bucci, and then
I'm
I'll be the
Ray.
Top.
That's me.
So it'll be Do.
will be Zachary. Ray Me will be Bucci. Faso will be Mrs. Bucci. And then I'll be the top Faso. Dough.
Okay, got it.
Okay?
All right, and I'm got Ray it? Me. And then, Zachary, can you handle dough?
I got it.
Okay, great. Let's. Okay.
And do we hold it the whole time?
Yes, we have to. We have to. We have to hold it until we get all we can kind of gel together, right?
Right.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
All right, you ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, give us to us, Zachary.
Do.
Do re mi. Here's your note, Bucci. Fa so. Here you are, Miss Bucci. La ti da. Yeah. So. We need help.
We did it. We did it. Basically, we did it. Thank you so much, Gretchen.
Perfect.
And Zachary.
Perfect. Nice job.
Nice job, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gretchen.
Hi from Minnesota.
All right. Oh, all right. Gretchen from Minnesota. Thank you. Quiet. Yeah, I think one of the problems is that I'm more of a rapper than a singer. 201-209-9368 if you want to kind of harmonize with us. The Do Re Mi thing was a good idea. We can also try to harmonize if you want to sing a song, Amazing Grace, that obscure song, or MIA, Paper Planes, if we want to harmonize with that. Also, another thing is like, what helps you stay in harmony with the people that you claim to love, you know? Like, we have to be in harmony with each other as people before we are in harmony vocally. Though I have to say that the Beach Boys kind of dispute that idea because they were not. That was the that was the ironic thing about the Beach Boys is that they were real mad at each other. I am sad that Mike Like outlived Brian. Because he's now, he's even more power. But what are you going to do? 201-209-9368. We are harmonizing together. It's just been going on in the background the whole time. Yeah, I'm also, you know what I also would like to hear? This is like catnip to people. I would like to hear your favorite Beach Boys fact, because there is 8 million of them. What is your what is the nugget of Beach Boys-ness that you can give me? I have a couple about the Beach Boys name. So the Beach Boys were named by their record company. I think they wanted to be called the Gramophones, or like the Pearl Phonics or something like that, or maybe King Crimson or something like that. But they said, no, you're the Beach Boys. You sing about surfboards. Yes, you're the Beach Boys. And then later in their lives, when they were fully bearded and on that transcendental meditation drug, they wanted to change their name to Beach because they were 42 years old and didn't want to be called the Beach Boys anymore. But again, I think their label, and probably Mike Like, they put a stop to that. Let's see if I can harmonize with anything else. Let's go. This is my printer. Nobody's calling. I'll play Ding Dong for the rest of the hour. You don't think I will? I will. And if you want to give me a Beach Boys fact, I'll listen to a Beach Boys fact. They're an endlessly interesting group. Let's see. Do I know any more Beach Boys facts? Let's see. I read Mike Love's autobiography, which is called, it's probably called Looking Back with Love, though I can't exactly remember it. You Better Love Me or I'll Sue You, probably is the subtitle. And the funny thing about Mike Love's autobiography, other than the fact that it's like two-thirds complete lies, is that in the first two pages, he starts dropping slurs. He starts, it's horrifying. He starts saying all the horrible words, and then you're like, God, it's page two of this biography. Can I get through? I just want to find out how he wrote that song, Transcendental Meditation Time. But yeah, so that's an interesting fact, I guess. Another thing about Mike Love is, this is supposed to be about Brian Wilson, and now it's all about Mike Love. But another thing about Brian Mike Love is that people think, like, oh, he's bald, right? Because he's always in that cap. He's always wearing a cap. A big. He was wearing caps when he was 22 years old, and everyone else, all the other Beach Boys have these thick hair and are Al Jardine. But then I saw a photo of him, and you should see his hair. It looks like Slash from Guns N' Roses. He took off his cap one day, and like all this hair started pouring out of it. And I guess he just, I was surprised, he just likes caps. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, who's this?
Hi, Igabuchi, this is Juliet again. Oh. I feel like we got off on the wrong foot earlier. There wasn't a lot of direction.
No.
I want a redo.
You want to do? You know what? I would love a redo. That was early in the hour thinking, when this topic was terrible. But now we've moderately moved up to, we'll find out. Let's see how it goes.
I was thinking, if you were interested, that we could sing All I Want to Do by the Beach Boys off 1970s. Sunflower record.
All I Wanna Do. Yeah. That's a song, right?
Like one of the best ones, in my humble opinion.
Yes, Sunflower is an amazing album. All I Wanna Do.
Are you down?
Yeah, I'm down. Do you? I feel like I only know those words in that song. I mean, do you know more of that song?
I know like a few more words. Okay. We're just going to do our best.
Okay,
right?
What do you want me to do? You want me to be the bass? You want me to be like, do you just want me to hum or something? What would you? I'm going to take guidance from you, I feel.
Yeah, maybe just hum. Okay. And I'll just do my best.
All right. Juliet, your best is going to be good enough. Let's
all right.
Let's do it.
You know the kind of background of that song? The like, doo, 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 doo. Maybe you could just do something like that?
Yeah. All right. I'll fit myself in there. I'll fit myself, like a handshake. We're going to have this kind of musical handshake.
All right. Okay, sounds good.
Whenever
right,
you're ready. So,
one, two, three. All I wanna do is always bring good to you. So help you out whenever I can. Something, I'll be your man. Sure as the sun goes down another day.
No. And then what's the chorus? It's like.
It's like. Huh. That's a good. I don't know. I'm. Choking again.
No, you're not choking. Let's see. I'm going to bring it up and we can listen to it. Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see. All I Want to Do, right?
I feel like that would be helpful.
To do. Is it called I Want to Do? It is, yes.
It's called All I Want to Do.
Is this it?
That doesn't sound like
that's
it.
That's not it at all. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, this is it. All right. Well, let's just go for it.
Yep.
All I wanna do is always be good to you. Help me out however I can.
However I can. We're doing, that was great. So, Joanne, wait, one question.
I feel better about this.
Do you have a favorite? Can you give me a Beach Boys or Brian Wilson anecdote that you always loved about the Beach Boys? Do you have one? I hate to put you on the spot.
I struggle to think of a great one. You know, of course, there have been a lot of Brian Wilson talk in the last few days.
What?
But I did see that he claimed that the movie Nimrod was his favorite movie.
I think you mean Norbit.
Norbit.
Yeah,
right.
Norbit was his favorite movie. He said in multiple interviews right. that he said Norbit was his favorite movie. I'm sorry.
Right.
That's a good one. All right, Juliet. Okay. Thanks for calling back. Okay. I appreciate that. I feel like before I dove into this topic, into the shallow end of this topic head first, is I should have checked my voice to see if I was a good singer. And it turns out I'm not. Caller Iwabuchi. I think that call just dropped. Call back. We have 7 more minutes of this show. You know, my favorite album of the Beach, one of my favorite albums, I should say, is Carl Wilson's album, the one called, what's it called? It's not called Carl and the Jets. It's called Carl and the Passions, the So Tough album. I love that album. I really feel like the Carl Wilson years are some of the best chunk of the Beach Boys.
Bucci.
Nobody better argue. Caller Iwabuchi.
Bucci, for how long were you in choir?
I got kicked out for playing the electric guitar, actually. That was the problem with my choir. They said, get that, you know, you're not even singing, you're playing guitar. So that was
aww.
Is this
Annie?
Did
they have the band option as well?
No, then I got kicked out of band for singing. So I, rockin'.
Oh, a misfit.
Yes, that's right. So, Annie, this is Annie, isn't it?
This is.
Annie, do you...
I'm honored.
Are you a singer? Do you like singing or humming, at least?
Yes, I do.
All right, we're going to try that do-re-mi thing that Gretchen did earlier. We got one more caller on the line. Caller Iwabuchi, line 2.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear... Annie, can you talk?
Yes, I can hear you all.
You guys can hear each other? All right.
Yes, I can hear Annie.
And what caller, what's your name? Caller number 2, what's your name?
Drea.
Drea, hey Drea. All right, Drea, what's your range? What do you consider to be your range, your sweet spot?
I would say I'm a soprano.
Okay. And Annie, what did you say yours was? I feel like your vocal range is criticizing this show. That's the range that you focus in.
That's right,
but
alto.
What, alto, okay. Let's just try to do a little choral, you know, song. And I want, we got one more, actually. Let's do it. Lock you in. Caller Iwabuchi. Caller, line 3.
Hey, Bucci. I remember listening to this Beach Boys box set in high school.
Uh-huh.
And they all have great artwork on the covers, but one of them in particular has this orange on the cover that's kind of ripped open, and I believe there's like a wave splashing out of it.
Uh-huh.
And it's really beautiful artwork that's always stuck out for me. Just
okay.
A little side thing for the Beach Boys.
What's your name there? What's your name?
Oh, it's Dino.
Dino, I wish we could harmonize
Dino.
Along with that story. Like, I wish we all knew that story. We could all say it at the same time, but...
Yeah, I know. I tuned in at the end of the show. Sorry.
All right.
Does everyone know the song God Only Knows by the Beach Boys? We could
sure,
just do the
we
chorus.
Do know. All right, all right.
What sure.
I don't.
Who's saying they don't know the chorus to God Only Knows?
Annie, I don't like the Beach Boys.
All right, Annie, why don't you just kind of harmonize with us? And
yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, and then sorry, line two. Why don't you start? God only knows what I'll be.
God only knows what I'll be without you. God only knows what I've got.
God only knows.
God only knows what I'll be without
you. God, keep going.
Yeah, okay. God only knows what I'll be without you.
God only knows.
God only knows.
God only knows
what I'll be without you.
God only knows.
God only knows what I'll be.
God only knows. All right, that sounded great. Does anyone else have any Beach Boys trivia that they want to float my way? No? Goodbye, all of you. Goodbye. 201-209. Hey, it's Billy Jam. In the studio. Billy Jam, do you have any Beach Boys trivia? Do you know any, like, one factoid about the Beach Boys you want to give our listeners here?
No, nothing out of the unusual.
No, yeah. Who's your favorite Beach Boy?
My favorite song is Good Vibrations.
Famous one. I you know what? I like that Brian Wilson solo, his first solo album, and it's called You gotta get your old bones out of the ground or something like that. It's a very poignant song, as many of his songs are poignant. Wow, Billy, you like Operating Room Light here.
Sorry.
It's so great. No, you're fine.
I should have done it after you.
No, it's fine. What are you on? One? What are you on? Oh, you want to hear? Here, take this.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome so much. The thing about harmony is, unfortunately, that it is socialism, which generally I am not a huge favor of. Oh, here we go. I like there to be a strong leader, and then everyone else falls in behind them. But what are you going to do? And what we can always do is, of course, harmonize all the way from the cradle all the way to our grave. So let's imagine that we're all dying. And here comes the angels. You've been listening and harmonizing to the one and only Bucci on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rocky County, 91.9 FM and online and all the time at WFMU ID. Up next is the man Billy Jam with Put the Needle on the Record. Who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci.
This one is for the summer to shine. The coast stay active, body bagging your man's rhymes. It's time for some action. Booty smacking, shorty's tan lines cracking out. What's happening? Was back in the whip out, now I'm whipping it back in. Can't leave without shooting the breeze. It is breezy, and please don't take it sleazy when I tell you take it easy. She'll